monitoring.
2 RCU, get 4 HKX. How about it, Patrick? Guessing we just don't have quite enough oomph to get out on the simplex side.
To do with this big mountain I got behind me here, in between me and you.
Yeah, we're sitting down in a valley as well, so I got a little bit of obstacle terrain. If I could get my antenna up about another 60 feet, I'd probably be good.
A new 2-meter 440 antenna over the weekend.
Yeah, you did the Trim 1481?
That.
1481 is the longer one than the 1480, right?
Yes, it's 16 foot 9 inches tall.
I was thinking that was the next step up from the one I got. I got the 1480, it's about 8 foot.
They didn't have any of those in stock, so that's why I went with this one, and there wasn't a whole lot of difference in price, like 20 bucks.
Too bad, then. I set mine up here at the house with that Shireen RFC 400 cable, and I got, I think, about 65, 66 feet run from the radio to the antenna.
I'm using some of that same Shireen cable that I could get off of Amazon's where I got it, but I need to shorten mine. It's too long for what it is now. I've got some curled up over here in a corner, which isn't helping me any.
Deep deal, 259 connectors on the ends of it.
I need to cut it about in half.
I got mine. It was the first time I had done anything with this type of coax, and I cut it and put the N-style connectors on it to hook into my polyphaser.
Don't have anything like that. If I'm not using the radio, I just unhook everything, power all of it.
Yeah, I set mine up to where we could still listen on it for like the Skywarn system and stuff. I mean, if it takes a direct hit, it's going to be fried no matter what, but at the end of the day, if I can listen to the Skywarn system and stuff, it's usually a little bit better around here with the weather spotters and than the NOAA weather radio alert.
I don't know. Up here, I don't know if it'd work or not.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know how many spotters you got up in your area.
Ham radio operator, not many.
I can pick up GSP down here, and they do the alert straight out over the ham radio before they ever come out over the alert system.
I could probably listen to that one, and it'd be about the same, but I don't know.
We'll just take it one day at a time. I mean, that's pretty much it. Just see what we can find out. I'm still trying to figure out APRS on my 878. I've got it programmed in, but I just can't get it to show up on the map.
Even mess with it lately. I've just been busy working or sick, so I hadn't messed with it at all.
Late that week I was sick, I didn't do nothing.
What it is this year about going up and down the mountain, but something about the pressure difference is just killing my sinuses. Down there, I'll do okay. I get up here, and it's like somebody just sat on my head.
RCL for ID. Yeah, I don't know if we got another station trying to get in or if that's just interference.
HKX for ID. I don't know. I heard the same thing. I was wondering.
KNHAT, that was me. Sorry about that. I was just demonstrating something with the radio. Sorry to walk on you.
Problem. Jump in anytime.
You been looking at any of that stuff Steve was talking about this morning?
A little bit of it. I looked at that antenna and like had a heart attack when I seen the price on it. But I guess when you factor it with a tuner, then that's kind of about the same amount of money.
That's a nice antenna he's got. I've seen it. It works pretty good.
On the back of his car, it's
pretty slick looking, and it seems like it would do pretty good and work pretty good. I just don't know. I still haven't decided what I'm going to do or how I'm going to do it. And funds is an issue, and I don't know if I want to dive into it or not.
Kind of dabbling with the listening side of it and trying to work a little bit of 10 meter when I get a chance. And like I've always said since the start, I don't want to get into it just for the DX contesting thing. I'd rather, you know, when I talk to somebody just like you and I are right now, the rag chew part of it.
The same way. I mean, if I'm going to make a contact in the UK or something like that, I mean, I'd like to know what the weather's like, what's going on over there, how things are, not just, hey, this is K2RCL, give me your call sign, thank you, have a nice day.
On that, and I have no desire to, you know, work all 50 states or any of that. I got no issue with it. It's just not what I'm interested in.
I think that's the fun part about ham radio, though. There's so many avenues and so many aspects of it that, you know, there's a little something in there for everybody.
So much that you'll never learn it all.
For sure not. I mean, between DMR, digital, APRS, and 2 meter and 70 centimeter aspect of it, I mean, I've got my hands full trying to learn all of it and understand all the ins and outs and how to optimize everything. So, I mean, I got plenty to learn on. Just, I know down the future I've got HF as an option when I get caught up here and I'm ready to do something different.
Do some of the Synplex part of it, you know, locally, like for me to you or right around here, I would like to figure out a way of doing some of that.
Yeah, I tried the 146.52 a couple of times while we were out traveling and stuff, and I never got anything back on it. But I see people on the Facebook group all the time talking about they've made multiple contacts, and there's a bunch of people on it and stuff, and I just hadn't heard anything.
Most everybody's on this repeater.
Most everybody jumps on the 610 repeater. It seems to have the biggest coverage area from way down towards Spartanburg all the way up toward where you're at and over toward Pickens and stuff.
It's up here pretty good until you get right in the center of ours. On the other side of it, it'll pick it back up, but right somewhere right there in the center, it's just like that black hole I drive through in Hendersonville.
Yeah, I mean, you're hitting it dead quiet right now, so you're not having any trouble getting into it. And I think I'm close enough on the low side where I can hit it without any trouble.
You're full quieting right now.
I've got the radio set on low power for it, so I should be putting out, I think it's like 4 or 5 watts. I can't remember exactly. I'd have to go back to the specs and look.
Sit on 10 watts here, but I normally run on 15. Everybody says it gets a little white noise and a little scratchy at around 10, but it will make it.
Yeah, I'm dropped all the way down to low power now. I think I was on mid, but I'm all the way down on low now.
Any difference, Russell?
I think the Caesars head repeater is pretty good for me, even though down in this hole, the valley seems to run up that way, so I got just about a line of sight on it from the house.
To where I'm at, it's across the ridge, just on the other side for me.
On the west side of Brevard.
No, I don't think so. Take me a minute here. I am on the Henderson-Transylvania County line, right below DuPont State Forest.
Got you. So you're on the, what is that, Cedar Mountain area up there?
Down the mountain from there, if you go like you're going into Hendersonville, you come down by DuPont State Forest, you will get within like a mile of my house from there.
Jump on in here, other station.
It's KN4TZW. I just been listening to you fellas. I just came through there. Actually, I'm pulling into Home Depot in Hendersonville. And, that one station, that just keep calling CQ on Simplex and somebody answer you. I've talked to probably 10 or 15 people on 520.
Good to know then. I've tried a couple of times and haven't got any response back, but I think it's just the time of day and things like that.
But anytime I hear anybody calling, I answer, even if I've talked to them before. I mean, you know. But I get out of you boys' conversation. Both of you sounded pretty good. Name here is Gabriel. I've got to go into Home Depot here and spend some money. KN4TCW, I'll be clear.
3C Gabriel, you welcome in anytime. Just jump in, call your call sign. We'll open up the space for you.
Gabriel, appreciate the information there. Someone will hop in here and get me some dinner. So I'm going to say 7-3 is here for the evening. KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear on your final.
I'm going to slide out of here, get a little bit of work done here at the computer, and see if I can't kick back and relax a little bit for the afternoon before the work day starts tomorrow. 73s, and it's a pleasure talking with you, Patrick. Have a good one. CL, clear.